Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on daf 81 talking about locks. The Gemara cites a brisa, the teeth of a lock which have not yet been installed into the lock are tahor. They are not susceptible to tumah for they have no use in their present state. But when one inserted them into the lock, they are susceptible and to become tameh. But if the lock is of a gate, even when it is fixed on the door and nailed on with nails, the teeth are tahor, because whatever is attached to the ground is as the ground, which cannot become tameh. This brings to mind the idea of locking things in place for two reasons. Number one, when you have an idea, like we talked about yesterday, and so many times you have to lock onto it. Something comes into your mind. Inspiration comes to you. Don't lose it. It's so fleeting. It's so easy for it to be gone. Lock it down. Rock it down. And make sure to take it in with you. When we're inspired from a shiur, we're inspired from a lecture, we're inspired from a chesed act, don't lose that inspiration. Lock it down. Take it with you. Do something with you. If you don't do something with inspiration, it is gone as fast as you get it. I've seen this myself countless times. After listening to something or watching something, being involved with something, the fervor is there, but it is gone so easily. What do? You have to do something action-wise to latch onto it. If you have an idea, you have the energy, tag it onto an action. Tag it onto something substantial. Again, with my shows, Parsha and Pirkei Avos, Daf Yomi, I love these things, but it wasn't tangible until I decided that I have to speak on something that we could talk about, some lesson we could share, and to give it over to the world. If I just thought about it and let it go, then the shows wouldn't have been in existence. If you have an idea, an inspiration, you have a concept, you have something you think about, you have an idea for a book, stop right there, write it down, or else you'll forget it, and the inspiration will be gone. So you have inspiration, lock it down. But on the converse, don't be too locked into an idea. A lot of us, myself included, are very, very stubborn, very, very persistent. Stubbornness is great. Persistence is great, but in the right ways, in the right realms. Don't be too set and too set in an idea, especially if others need you to be flexible, especially if others need you to think outside the box, especially a spouse, family, friends, or the like. It's good to be stubborn and persistent for God, for mitzvahs, for chesed, for your spouse and family, but make sure to have a balance. Make sure to lock it down, but in the right ways. As we are still in official lockdown, we talk about the idea, we think about the idea of being locked down. So we lock down an idea, and we lock down our persistence and our stubbornness for the right reasons. So make sure to lock all the ideas you have down, keep it in store, attach it to an action, write it down so you don't lose it, and your stubbornness. If you have persistence or stubbornness, or you have rigidity, use it for the best, use it for the good, lock it down to use it for the best reasons. As we're in the lockdown, hopefully we'll be lifted soon, but we could all take it, lock it down for the best reasons possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 82 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.